Blue Jays and Astros at Minute Maid Park. Not a good night to be a Toronto pitcher. Yuli Gurriel starts the Houston Tater Parade in the first.
In July. Hits one deep to left field. Pierce all the way back to the wall. Looks up. This ball is gone. Yuli Gurriel, a two-run home run.
Here comes the 3-2. Reddick takes off, and it's a ground ball through the left side. That's a base hit. Fisher will score.
Went 3-for-4 last night. Here's the ball the other way, sending Batista all the way back to the wall. This ball's gone. Bregman.
Reddick on second. Gurriel on first. The pitch. That ball's hammered. Deep and high to right field. Gone.
1-0 pitch. It's hit deep to left field. Tyler White. Home run. Have yourself a game, Tyler. Three consecutive RBI hits.
Houston has no problems. They win by a final of 16-7, slugging five long balls. It's the ninth game this season with at least 17 hits for the Astros. That's a new franchise record. Here's Astros skipper A.J. Hinch after the win.
That's pretty good. Really the whole inning. We had like 14 out of 15 excellent at-bats. And we've had some big innings this year. That's a good one. We didn't really need a lot of help from them. They didn't make errors. We didn't. It wasn't a sloppy inning by any means. It was 14 out of 15 really, really good at-bats. So, fun night to explode.
Is Altuve off against Marvin?
No, he'll be back in there, but he's gonna need to pick it up to join the fun.
How strange is it to go from you scored 7 runs your previous 3 games, you get 9 in an inning tonight? Is that just the ebbs and flows?
I mean, first and foremost, we have a really good offense. And so I think sometimes we've been so good for so long, we get a little bit ahead of ourselves when we get shut down because I don't want the narrative to get out that we're not a good team or not good offense. So I think it is unusual for us to go a stretch like that. It's not unusual for us to have big nights when we put good at-bats together. So proud of our guys. We hung in there, like I said, and put together a really good game.
With the bases loaded in the fourth and then two outs, did you think Bregman had that one?
I couldn't tell because he caught it out front just a little bit, but I thought he did a good job of having another good at-bat, and the ball was carrying. The crowd was into it. There was a little anticipation, but, the two home runs in an inning was for naught, but it was a good at-bat. So I think that the key tonight is, I think we did exactly what we needed to put pressure on him and put base runners on base, and then we did a good job with runners in scoring position, did a good job, handing the at-bat to the next guy. So it was really throughout the lineup, there's a ton of good at-bats. You could go through any name, and they did something right.
Things like have been pretty effective and not a lot of home runs. Just get catching
tonight. You know, that game's hard. You get either subconsciously or consciously there. You start nibbling towards the middle of the plate or pitching towards the middle of the plate, and it can catch you a little bit. And they did a good job of driving the ball out of the ballpark. And so he didn't execute as the game went on. I thought he was excellent early and so efficient and pounded the strike zone. Finished fastballs were good. His slider was good. He was around the zone. And then when we had the big inning, he started catching a little bit too much of the plate. Like I said, either consciously or subconsciously, things started drifting back towards the plate and gave up the big home run that changes the outlook of his night from a numbers standpoint, but I think he'll take the run support every time.
What did you think of Tyler White, 4-for-5, mm-hmm. 2 home runs, almost out of cycle?
Yeah, no, the triple, there's a lot would have to happen for the triple to happen, but I thought he had a good night swinging the bat, and again, at the bottom of the order to get the kind of production we did, but tonight's a hard night to describe any part of the order, but Tyler, who hasn't gotten to play a ton, just got here not too long ago, really good at bats, 2 homers. I mean, it's hard to top that night. Yuli on base, 5 times with 2 walks. That's like a triple, for Whitey. 2 walks for Yuli.
Why were you catching warm-up pitches?
I was the only one in the dugout that was equipped to do it. So it was by default.
Tyler White slugged 2 homers, his first 2 long balls of the season, and drove in 5 in the Astros' blowout win over the Blue Jays on Friday night. Here's White after the game.
For sure. I mean, it's always good to have some success, and it was good to come out tonight. And everybody was hitting, and it, like I said, it was contagious, and it was a lot of fun to be in the lineup tonight and just try to put good swings on the ball every at bat.
In the moment when you're getting two at bats in one inning, two hits in one inning, and you guys are sending 15 to the plate, just what's the inning like?
You just try to keep building off of that. It's you don't expect to have those innings every day, but it's definitely something you can build off of. Something to it's a lot of fun. You don't hardly ever see 9-run innings, so. I think, I don't know how many we scored with two outs, but I know we had two outs for a while, and we just continue to hit, continue to put good swings on up there, continue to see pitches, and we put up 9 in one inning, which was awesome.
So you got the belt over here. Were you aware of what was going on with the belt when you came up?
It was my first time, obviously, and everybody was screaming because I came in a little late, but that was really cool. It's a really cool thing to get the belt from a player of the game or whatever, but it's awesome to be a part of this game, be a part of the win, and be a part of this incredible team.
Alex Bregman only had one hit in Friday's win over the Blue Jays, but he made it count. It was a 2-run homer in the fourth. Here's Bregman on his performance.
It's fun to be a part of this offense. We've had, I think, the best offense in baseball for this season, so we've had a lot of innings like that this year, and they're just fun. Everybody's battling, putting together good at-bats, squaring the ball up, and it's another example of that tonight.
Yeah, without Springer, Correa, Altuve's day off, the depth of this group.
Yeah, just different guys stepping up, and guys coming ready to play, and glad to get back in the win column. Tough series against Tampa Bay, but we bounced back, and we know it's baseball, and the failure is part of the game, so just going to keep grinding every single day.
Did you think you had a home run in the second at bat?
I thought I hit it too high, to be honest. I hit it right on the barrel, squared it up as best I could, but just kind of hit it straight up. So I was just fortunate enough to put a few good swings on the ball today. I was happy with the day. Easily could have been 3 for 5, so.
First home run, you're going opposite field. Is that indicative of just how well you're seeing the ball when you're able to do that?
I think just an approach. Toronto's pitched me a lot away, so I can hit the ball that way too.
Brad Peacock allowed 7 runs, but still picked up his 10th win of the season thanks to the Astros' explosive offensive performance on Friday night. Here's Peacock after the game.
It's a good team over there. I feel like some of them were in bad pitches, but they got me. Tip of the cap, man.
When you get a run support like that, does it change how you do you attack guys more?
You felt I try to feel like it's 0-0. I try to, I've probably had this run support in a lot of my starts. And I just try to think it's 0-0 and stick to my plan. But, I made some good pitches. They put the bat on the ball, and that's about it.
What do you make of the run support you've had in your last 5 starts? They've scored like 10 runs in games.
It's crazy. It's awesome. I'll take it for sure. They swing the bat, great all year, and hopefully they keep it going.
This series continues Saturday with Marco Estrada on the mound for the Blue Jays against Charlie Morton for the Astros.